Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is Wednesday, March 30th, and I am Jesse Steele. So, just a couple things today. And remember, we will end the episode with the second part of the Sheriff Eric Pritchard interview that we started yesterday, which goes over his candidacy for sheriff in 2022. And again, if any of you are running for office or you know someone who is, get a hold of me. info@EasternSierraNow. We would love to get you and your campaign out there for people to see. Because after all, that's the point, isn't it? So what do we have here today? First up is Patterson, the same guy we talked about yesterday, who is the assemblyman in the Fresno area, whom I believe is ours now. Put a bill out, and it seems like it's going pretty good. It's one that affects all of us, or at least did in the last couple of years for sure. A bill that would force California's Employment Development Department, or EDD, that is the unemployment stuff that a lot of us had to deal with, is to post wait times for services on their website. It was approved unanimously in the Assembly Insurance Committee Wednesday. Assemblyman Jim Patterson introduced AB 1821 to require the EDD director to post current average processing times for unemployment claims, as well as the average number of days it takes for claimants? I never heard that word before. To be contacted by EDD for a required determination interview. The information must be posted on the EDD website and updated bi-weekly. The EDD currently posts the number of claims filed that have been waiting longer than 21 days. Since the beginning of the pandemic in March of 2020, 26.5 million Californians filed for unemployment benefits. Unfortunately, many people who desperately needed funds from the EDD waited several months, yourself included, myself included, probably yourself included, for their claims to be processed or for the EDD to perform a mandatory interview. The EDD has been slow and inept for decades, says Assemblyman Jim Patterson. Now it's time to make systemic changes at this department to make sure customers get the payments they need when they need them, not months later. AB 1821 moves to the Assembly Appropriations Committee. That's how it was for me. I had to go on unemployment, and it took months to hear anything. I got on, and then when it was over after 1 year, never got contacted again. I tried over and over and over. And not to mention, they never paid me from, I believe it was February was the last time I actually worked, February of 2020. So that's when I applied and I ended up getting it in like June. But they never paid me for the months in between, and they didn't pay me for the correct amount. They were charging me for 1 month of teaching school that I had taught like 4 years prior to that, and that's what they were judging my income on, not my freelance work and sole proprietorship stuff, which is what they were supposed to be doing. People like, for instance, me doing karaoke. So I didn't get anything near what I was supposed to, and it was an awful couple of years for me, but I was 100 times worse for other people, so I'm not complaining. But I'm just saying I really like this bill. This should help out with people being able to understand what's going on with EDD. It is so, so inept. He is absolutely correct on that one. So hopefully we can get that kind of straightened out a little bit for those that are in need. So there's a little tiny traffic advisory from Caltrans. It's for between the days of 4/4/22 and 4/8/22. So there is some Eastern Kern County ones, but I'm not going to read those. The Inyo County is West Bishop Utility Work. It's on State Route 168 West, so that's Line Street, between Grandview and Pawnee. Crews have scheduled overnight utility work on Tuesday from 11 to 7 a.m. There will be one-way traffic control, and drivers may experience delays of up to 15 minutes. So what they're saying is, on Tuesday, don't drive up Lyon Street past 11 p.m. at night. Mono, June Lake Loop traffic break on U.S. Highway 395 between the North Junction with State Route 158, June Lake Loop, and Rock Plant Road. There will be intermittent traffic breaks to assist with utility work on Tuesday between 6:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. Drivers may experience delays of 5 minutes. There's an Elantia shoulder closure. That's U.S. Highway 395 at the junction with State Route 190 in Elantia. There will be intermittent shoulder closures for construction equipment Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And Bishop, more utility work on State Route 168 West Line Street, same. Fulton to Warren, there will be overnight utility work on Tuesday from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. Couple of sports highlights here. We got the Bishop Broncos softball girls went down to Rosamond and got the win. Defensively, Geneva Molina pitched 7 innings, 10 Ks, 3 hits, 3 walks, 1 hit batter. Only 2 earned runs. Offensively, we had Bailey Momberg, 2 hits, 1 walk, 2 runs. 1 hit apiece from Sienna Fuller and Leilani Torres. Deborah Falling Star walked 3 times, scoring twice. And runs scored by Maddie Torres, Lindsay Rowan, and Jada Jackson. We took advantage of the 3 hit batters and 6 walks and aggressive base running to win the game. Bishop 7, Rosamond 5. Great job, ladies. And we got a little out of Bishop baseball, too. So the Bishop Broncos grabbed the lead in the 6th inning for victory over Rosamond. Bishop Broncos took the lead late in the game in a 3-1 victory over Rosamond on Tuesday. The game was tied at 1 with Bishop. Broncos batting in the bottom of the 6th when Caleb Gillum singled on a 1-2 count, scoring 2 runs. The pitching was strong on both sides. Bishop Broncos pitchers struck out 9, while Gavin Emmett sat down 3. Bishop Broncos got things moving in the 2nd inning. Bishop Broncos scored 1 run when Gillum singled. In the top of the 4th inning, Rosamond tied things up at 1 when Rosamond scored 1 run on a stolen base. Arment towed the rubber for Rosamond. The hurler went 6 innings, allowing 3 runs on 6 hits, striking out 3 and walking 0. In the top of the 4th inning, Rosamond tied things up at 1 when Rosamond scored 1 run on a stolen base. Gillum led Bishop Broncos with 2 hits and 3 at-bats. So, final score, Rosamond 1, Bishop Broncos 3. Well done, guys. Keep up the good work. And again, I have been mentioning it, but if you would like to listen to any of the Bronco home or away games, you can do that on KIBS Radio. They broadcast them live. So you're definitely going to want to check that out for our other boys in blue. So, speaking of boys in blue, it's just probably more tan because it's the sheriff, but you know, they're all buddies. They all work together. We talked to Sheriff Eric Pritchard for the new Eastern Sierra Now show, Just a Minute with Amy Smith. Amy got to sit down and talk with Pritchard about his candidacy for sheriff in 2022, how the campaign is going, and what some of his desires would be if elected sheriff, as well as what does he like to do around here? What makes him part of the community? So let's go to part 2 of Just a Minute with Amy Smith speaking with Sheriff Eric Pritchard.
So if elected, what steps would you take to educate the community about local law enforcement?
Well, I think we're kind of doing that now. Our canine officer, Deputy Noonan, goes to the schools, demonstrates the dog. We're getting ready to, I'm waiting for a call from Lone Pine Unified School or the Lone Pine High School to demonstrate the canine. And I think kids really appreciate that and they have fun with that. Mm-hmm. Whenever I think of the dog at the school, I always think about when I was a kid and how excited I was to see someone in uniform and have them bring a dog. And, it was a great fun time. And the kids always come home and talk about that when a police officer or a deputy sheriff shows up to school to educate them on something or demonstrate something that we have, either whether it be a tool or a dog or anything like that. So I think those are some ways that I would educate the community or the youth about law enforcement.
How do you plan to involve residents in the decision-making process for our community?
So right now, as sheriff, I've been trying to be as active as I can in the media as far as letting the community know what the sheriff's department is doing so that they're staying current on events and activities that we're involved in, and really to let them know that we are doing things within the community and that we are active in the community. And also I think with us kind of coming out of the tunnel of the pandemic, people are becoming more involved with the in-person meetings and things like that. So I think having, you know, community meetings and meeting with community members, which I've been doing, whether it be Big Pine Civic Club, Lone Pine Chamber of Commerce, things like that, just being involved and you hear people talk, business owners talk, and they ask not only do they ask, but they tell you what the issues are in the community, and they feel involved when you're listening.
How would electing you to represent our community directly benefit our community members?
Well, I think it would benefit the community because I am a community member. I grew up here. I was raised here. My wife was born and raised here, and I raised my family here. So I have a vested interest in the success of this community. Not only that, I have a vested interest in the department and the men and women I work with. Like I said before in the introduction, their family to me, and nobody wants to see this department succeed more than I do, or the people that I work with succeed. And that's really my motivation behind running for sheriff. And I think when their leadership is fully behind them, I think the whole community benefits from that.
Finally, what do you currently appreciate about the community that you wish to represent, and what are your favorite local activities?
Well, I appreciate a lot of things. I probably need more than a minute for this answer, but I was having coffee the other day with a CHP captain, and he's from out of the area, and we were sitting at Looney Bean, and as we were sitting there, all the people walking in and out of Looney Bean kept saying hi to me, and I would say, oh, hi, you know, John, hi, you know, whoever it was, and he thought I was the mayor of the town. It was hilarious. When you're from a big city, it catches you off guard, but that's what I love about this community. We know everybody. Mm. My kids sometimes will say, well, why'd you wave at that guy when we're driving down Main Street? I don't know, because he waved to me, too. Mm. So it really doesn't matter. I think it's that close-knit community that I appreciate, and that I think everyone appreciates that. That's what draws them to this area. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's God's country. Mm-hmm. So I enjoy doing everything outdoors, skiing, hiking, camping. I'm an outdoorsman, and so is my family. And the list goes on and on.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Sheriff Pritchard, it's been such a pleasure to speak to you today. Thank you for your time. Thank you for coming on Eastern Sierra Now. And we wish you all the best of luck.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
I'd just like to thank everybody for all their support and encouragement throughout this campaign. If you have any questions or would like to reach out to me, you could reach me at PritchardForSheriff2022@gmail.com. And get out and vote June 7th. Eric Pritchard for Sheriff. Thank you.
We hope this show helps you to make an informed decision when placing your vote. If you, our viewers, would like to offer suggestions or comment, please email us at info@easternsierranow.com. We'd also like to extend an invitation to all those who have thrown their hats in the ring and are running for public office. Please email us at info@easternsierranow.com to set up an interview. Please go to Eastern Sierra Now for more information, and we ask that our YouTube watchers like and subscribe to stay informed on local politics and so much more. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our email list on easternsierranow.com for up-to-the-minute local news. Thank you for watching. Get out and vote. This has been Just a Minute with Amy Smith on Eastern Sierra Now.
Okay, thank you for that, Sheriff Pritchard, and thank you, Amy, for getting that interview. Again, I would like to point out info@easternsierranow. That is how you get a hold of us if you are or have connections to someone running either in Inyo or Mono. We would very much like to sit down and get some more of these interviews because they are very helpful for the voters out there to get the chance to see and meet who the people they're voting for are and come up with a better informed decision. And we love doing that for you. The other thing I'd really like to point out before we head out today is we did just post a new video. It is called Where Is That? Saline Valley. And it is also a new segment we are coming up with on Eastern Sierra Now. They will be posted to YouTube and all over social media. And it is basically a tourism channel. We're going to go see the tourist sites, the things that are great, the stuff that makes Eastern Sierra the most beautiful place on the planet. So we're just going to go find these places. Could be Virginia Lakes, could be Mammoth Mountain, could be Keel's Hot Springs, who knows. But whatever it is we're doing, we're just giving you a, hey, where is that? That's a cool spot. And give you a little bit of history about it, check out what it looks like, and have fun along the way cracking jokes. Because, hey, those of you that know me know there's not a lot of seriousness that happens. And having pretty fun. So we're going to try to get those out once a week, once every 2 weeks. So when you see them, check them out and do us a favor. Go over to our YouTube page and subscribe and like and hit the bell notification icon. That will make sure when these come out, you get notified about that so you don't wind up missing them. That would be really important to us and really, really helpful. So thank you for that. The last thing I would like to talk about today is a letter we got from our sponsor, Eastern Sierra Transit Authority. That's right, Dial-A-Ride, the buses that take us where we need to go. So there will be a joint powers authority meeting, and they're open to the public. You can go check this out. The agendas for them are posted the Tuesday before the meeting. So the next big meeting that should be pretty interesting will be Friday, April 8th. And again, the agenda will be posted Tuesday before that, April 5th. We'll likely have the items on whether or not Bishop Creek Shuttle will run this summer, or if it will be discontinued. And Summertime Shuttle that departed Bishop at 8 a.m. and 3:15 p.m. then traveled to Southlake and Lake Sabrina before returning to Bishop. So a lot of guys were taking that to go fishing, hiking, and then coming back down. Well, the shuttle stopped for passengers along the routes anywhere that was safe for the bus to stop. So there's a good chance that because of shortages in drivers and budget challenges, that might be cut this year. So if that interests you, you need to check out this meeting. We'll post about it as soon as we have more on it. But we just like to point out how good of a job that ESTA does for our area. If you need to go get groceries and you don't have a car, you call them up. They pick you up and they take you down there and take you home. I've seen it mostly in like bar situations from working in bars for years where they make sure everybody gets home safely. You know, that I've even seen them get out and help people get to their door and stuff. It's really, really such a very cool transit system that we have in our area, you know, and in our area that's small but big. That's the thing. You have a long distance to go to a lot of stuff, but there's not a lot of people here. So it's really great that this organization is out there for us, helping us just get to where we need to go. So thank you for that. And if you are interested to learn more about their meetings or anything like, say, bus times, for instance, or just how to get a hold of them, you can go to estransit.com. Okay, that is going to be it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. As always, I would like to thank our patrons, Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Tomatohead, D, Ida, Deborah, Valerie, and Margaret. Thank you all so very much for helping. We couldn't do it without you, just like we couldn't do it with our advertisers. We're picking up quite a few advertisers now. I'll have some new ones out in the next couple of days. We would love for you guys to go check them out, go see what they are. And when you stop into any of our advertisers, do me a favor. Say, hey, we heard about you on Eastern Sierra Now. Jesse talked about you on the podcast. We saw you on an article from Eastern Sierra Now. You were mentioned on Instagram. Just drop the name Eastern Sierra Now, would you? Because that's the only real way that we have to show our advertisers that, hey, not only is what they're paying for worth it for them, but people are listening. People want to know about local news, and that is a perfect place for them to advertise their wares. So do me a favor. Eastern Sierra Now. Drop that wherever you can. Even if you don't know if they're advertised with us or not, just say, hey, Eastern Sierra Now. Go check it out. All right. Thanks, guys. That's going to be it for today, and we will chat with you tomorrow.